Now to Granville County in North Carolina, a state that Democrats and Republicans see as key to their electoral prospects this year. Granville went for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012, then swung right for Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. Rusty Jacobs of member station WUNC visited Granville County to talk with this year's voters.
Oxford's downtown has a subtle, if time-worn, charm. Quiet, shop-lined streets, an old movie theater with a once grand marquee. But the Orpheum doesn't show films anymore. It's a wedding and event space. There's no real hustle or bustle downtown, but the foot traffic outside the post office on Main Street is fairly steady. That's where I find 71-year-old Billy Squires, a longtime Granville County resident and retired salesman.
I have a part-time job at the bakery right down the street at Strong Arm, which I highly recommend, and tell them we sent you.
Squires is a registered Democrat, one of Granville's more than 40,000 registered voters. When it comes to politics, he says he's tired of what he called the divisiveness, craziness, and lies that he blames mostly on Republicans and former President Donald Trump, the GOP nominee.
All politicians lie. It's in their DNA. I think the Republicans have taken the lead in lying and untruthfulness and manipulation of facts.
I also caught up with Susan Bryant outside the post office as the 69-year-old registered Democrat ran errands. Bryant says she believes protecting reproductive rights will motivate voters.
Especially women who are going to choose a Democrat slate based on that one issue alone.
Granville County sits along the border with Virginia in the north-central part of North Carolina. It's a lot less populous than its more urban, solidly left-leaning neighbors to the south and southwest, Wake and Durham counties. Registered Democrats make up the biggest block of voters at more than 15,000. Then comes unaffiliated voters, followed by Republicans. At a strip mall in Creedmoor, a small city about 15 miles south from Oxford, I meet 81-year-old Bobby Autry pushing his grocery cart out of the food line. Autry says inflation is top of mind for him this year.
That'd be the number one thing I would think on that. Because people got to eat.
Autry's wife, Kathy, says even though they're registered Democrats, they haven't voted for candidates of that party in years.
They don't listen. They don't do what you need done. So we go Republican.
And they plan to do so again this year. A few doors down from the Food Lion, 19-year-old Michael Vasher is coming out of Creedmoor's post office, where he'd come to pick up a federal stamp required to hunt waterfowl. Sporting a ball cap with a duck logo on it and an Atlanta Braves t-shirt, Vasher says a vote for Trump is a vote for solving problems abroad.
I mean, Israel's in a fight right now. Ukraine and Russia are in a fight right now. I just think it would, like, stop all of that. Him being that intimidating person, I think, would stop it.
Over by the Food Lion, like Michael Vasher, the young Republican, college freshman Julian Hyatt says he'll be voting in his first presidential election this year. Granville County has a sizable black voter population, larger in proportion than it is statewide. Hyatt is one of those voters, a registered Democrat. He says he's still deciding who to back.
I would like to do more research on Kamala Harris just because she did kind of just float into the race as a candidate.
Hyatt and other undecided voters like him will have a chance to learn more about Harris and Trump at tomorrow's presidential debate. For NPR News, I'm Rusty Jacobs in Granville County, North Carolina.